You are listening to KWVA Eugene.
Seppe! La chiude spinta a quella gondola!
Da di da 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 di da 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 di da di da 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 di da 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 di da da.
And welcome to another Leo D. Lionish episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you until noon today. Today, it's all about Leo D. Lion. Except, before we get into that, I just want to give you a big thank you for all the great birthday wishes that I got this week. Getting older is no fun when you're my age, and you guys really made it a lot less painful, so thank you. So who is Leo D. Lion? I've played him many, many times on the show. He's a guy that in 1951 was doing multi-track voices to create orchestras, just using his voice only. He was way ahead of Bobby McFerrin. He was a guy who appeared on numerous TV shows, did the voices on the Top Cat cartoon show, also worked with Al Kooper on Al Kooper's first record, also did a lot of voices for the Flintstones, and was generally a man about town in the 1950s and 60s. We're going to have him live by phone on the show on the second half of the Sunday Morning Hangover Side 2 at 11 o'clock. Leo D. Lion by phone. In the meantime, here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, an overview of Leo D. Lion's career. All of this stuff is out of print. All of it is unavailable. I have Leo's permission to play it. Thank you very much. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how some of these 1950s recordings stand up and how very ahead of their time they were. So sit back, relax, have that cup of Leo D. Lion coffee, and listen to the Sunday Morning Hangover.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sam, they're waiting for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal, waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're gonna build a little home for two, or three, or four, or more in Loveland. Nobody is waiting for me and my gal. For
me and my gal.
And someday we're gonna build a little cottage for two, or three or four or maybe some more.
In Loveland, for me and my gal.
Me and my gal, for me and my gal, for me and my gal.
I think my interest in Yiddish humor naturally began when I was quite a little boy, because I heard a great deal of it around my house, amongst our neighbors, amongst all my parents' friends, and so on. For instance, one of my earliest memories, as far as a Jewish joke is concerned, it wasn't even a joke. It was a little thing that my father always used to sing to me. He used to go, Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, fa, mi, re, do, fa, di, un, do. And, you know, it just, as a matter of fact, it shows you the picture of the whole world, you know. And then there was another one he used to tell me. He said, one time a school teacher said, class, I want you to go home tomorrow and come back with a sentence using the word artist. So one kid gets up the next day and he says, my sister paints very nice. She's an artist. Yeah, very nice. Now sit down. Sam, how's about you? He stands up and he says, my father paints on the walls big murals. He's an artist. Very good. Seymour, do you have a sentence with the word artist? He says, yeah, gay and drelderein, I'm an artist. You know. And then we had favorite little expressions like you should grow like a zibbele mit einem Koppendrell and a fish in the luft, you know, things like that. So stas and borkes, nice schwitz and borscht, you know, things like that.
I'll never forget her. She used to sit out there on her veranda. Her big, fat veranda, combing her black hair, her long black hair, that one long black hair coming out of her left nostril with a beautiful red ribbon tied to it. What a provocative sight it was. Poor girl, one day she sneezed and she flogged herself to death. But I'll never forget her. You can't forget her. She's the girl that you always remember.
Laura. Misty light, footsteps that you hear down the hall.
Boy, I do really got them big feet.
The laugh that floats on a summer's night that you can never quite
let me see now.
Recall as you see Laura in the train that is passing by. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave her very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Thank you. There she is, see her? Oh, she's so beautiful. Look at her.
In the dream that is passing through.
Well, it was a train that was passing through.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem.
So beautiful and yellow with a green stripe in the middle.
She gave her very first kiss to you.
Oh, it was a doozy.
That was Laura. But she's only a dream.
All right, American actor Leo D. Lyon doing Laura from an album. Leo's really only a musical album called Leo's Here, and that's an album that was retitled Like Leo's Here because it came out in South Africa in 1960, was reissued in 61 in the United States with the term Like after it, not to be confused with the first one. A track called Laura, which is a Johnny Mercer tune, and Leo on all the voices and sound effects, I mean, and the couple of people on, bass and drums on there. I have their names somewhere around here. Before that, we heard a little bit from a Jewish humor album that Leo D. Lyon cut back in 1960, recorded at the Beach Hotel in Brighton, England. It came out as an import on Oriole Records. All this stuff is out of print. And his Jewish humor was the passport to South Africa, where he recorded his first musical album. They loved him so much down there, he did a tour of the world after that. We're going to hear a little bit more from that. We start out with For Me and My Gal, a single which came out on, let's see, what label was that? I believe it was Coral Records in 1956. And it's a real great one by Leo D. Lyon. Yes, we'll play the B-side of that in a few minutes. And this is the Reverend Mark Times Sunday Morning Hangover, just trying to wade my way through the incredible career of Leo D. Lyon, who we will have on the show at about 11 o'clock or so. He will be calling in from his home in North Hollywood. Leo D. Lyon, way ahead of his time as far as recording techniques, did a lot of multi-tracking and put out some 78s. In the 1950s. This is one from 1954, and it's, again, him on all the voices. It's called Say It Isn't So.
Why don't you say it isn't so?
It isn't so.
Say it isn't so.
All right, it isn't so.
Everyone is saying that you don't love me. Say it isn't so.
I told you before already, it isn't so.
Everywhere I go, everyone I know tells me that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so.
You kidding me? I told you already, it isn't so.
You said that you found somebody new.
It's not true. It's not true.
Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying. Say it isn't so.
Boing. say that you found somebody new. And it won't be long before you're gonna leave me. Say it isn't true.
It isn't true.
Just say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying
right now.
All right. All right. Now, just what do you want me to say?
Say it isn't so.
It isn't so.
It isn't so! It isn't so!
Hey, Maya, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break from the Leody Lion special. We're talking with Maya from a group called the Knotty Knitters. Did I get that correct?
Yes, K-N-O-T-T-Y, Knotty Knitters.
And you're a group in Eugene that made the news last week by somebody spotted some, what was it, street signs or fire hydrants with knitting on them?
They were meters, parking meters along 8th Street.
Along 8th Street. And I think it's a great idea to decorate our parking meters because, you know, something like that that everybody can't stand, everybody hates. It's like adding a bit of charm to the town. So Maya, tell me how this idea came up and a little bit about your group, the Knotty Knitters.
Well, we just got together about a year ago to knit. I've been knitting for a couple of years. And I have a lot of friends who knit and some who wanted to knit. So we just get together at the Divine Cupcake on Wednesday evenings. And we didn't start out to do yarn bombing specifically. We just wanted to get together. And then it kind of, we came across the idea of it about a year ago. A book just came out. It's gotten really popular. There's a pretty famous yarn bomber called Knit a Please and some ladies in Denver called the Ladies Fancy Work Society, and we just kind of fell in love with the idea of knitting for a public display, just because you don't really think of knitting that way. A lot of people still have that stereotype of little ladies knitting at home, Afghans, so we just kind of wanted to bring a different perspective to that.
Wow, it's very colorful. It's very great. And you call it yarn bombing, huh?
Yeah, it's called yarn bombing, knit graffiti, grill and knitting, tagging. There's a couple different names for it, but it's all over the world. It's all over the place. You can go online and see pretty amazing installations where whole cars and houses are decorated with knitting.
Now, for those that just tuned in, you said your yarn bombing was available where in Eugene again?
It's downtown on 8th between Oak and Olive. We wanted to, our 1 year anniversary coincided with the Eugene celebration, so we wanted to do something along with that, so something that was right downtown next to the Eugene celebration, but was outside of it, so people who weren't necessarily paying to go in could still see it.
It's an awesome concept because, as you know, myself, I'm in a group called the Eugene Storefront Art Project, and we're trying to bring art to the people, art to the streets. You are literally bringing art to the streets, even much more so than my group, and it's an awesome concept. And
thank you. And
has anybody made any attempts to remove any of your yarn bombing?
Yes, this is our second bombing. Our first one we did on April Fool's downtown on Willamette, and most of our pieces were gone within hours. They didn't even make it till the next morning. So we were pretty disappointed with that, and we don't know the reason behind it, whether it was just people who did it or the city. But the few pieces did stay. One was a parking meter cozy that I had made, and we had gotten actually quite a bit of positive response from the meter maids in that area and a couple people from the city of Eugene who said that they really liked it and wanted to encourage it. So that's part of the reason why we decided to do the parking meters, to make it more conclusive, a more visual impact, and also because the city did seem to enjoy it.
See, this is what I love about Eugene, is that you have a lot of ideas like this that come out, ideas that you normally don't find in a lot of other towns. I don't want to tip your hand or anything, but do you have plans for other yarn bombings?
Well, we hadn't until we had all this attention recently, and so now we're putting a few ideas together, but we haven't really decided on anything, but you know, it's just kind of a surprise. We're not going to let anyone know where or when or what. It'll just kind of happen when it happens.
Of course. And what other objects do you think you would like to do some yarn bombing on?
Oh, I don't know. we like, there's, you know, there's a couple different ways you can do it. You can decorate inanimate objects, which is what we've been doing. You can make, clothing for statues, which is pretty fun, which is what we did. Our first bomb is all the little animal statues down along, Broadway. We made them all clothing. and then you can recreate stuff. Like, I've seen amazing decorated signs. So someone's knitted a duplicate of, like, a speed sign and just covered it. So there's a couple different ways to go with them. We're not sure. We're pretty much open to anything at this point. It just depends on, how fast we can knit it and our resources. And how quickly we can put it together so we're not spotted too quickly, too easily.
Well, this is a wonderful concept of putting yarn art out on the street on 8th, and I hope there's some still. Is it still there?
Some pieces have disappeared. There was 9 of us who contributed and 13 cozies, parking meter cozies altogether. And I think at yesterday's count, 2 were gone. So we're kind of hoping they're sticking around a little bit longer than the last one, but we're kind of just hoping that people will leave them alone and just appreciate them.
Well,
not try to take them home.
Obviously, Maya, from the Naughty Knitters, you don't really want to be known how to get a hold of you or anything like that. But will there be any web presence, or is there any way to email you or anything like that?
Yeah, we have a blog, Knitting is Naughty Eugene at Blogspot. And then also, like I said, we meet Wednesday evenings at the Divine Cupcake. So if anyone really wanted to stop by and see us there.
All right, Divine Cupcake.
They can come knit with us or anything. We have, we have people who paint and sculpt and cross-stitch and sew. So it's just really a giant crafting night.
Divine Cupcake over across from Ring of Fire Restaurant.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Wednesday evenings around 6:30 is generally when we're there.
Well, I'm so glad you appeared on the Sunday Morning Hangover Show. I'm really excited about the idea, and I hope that you'll contact the Eugene Storefront Art Project about maybe a joint collaboration at some point.
Yes, absolutely. We were thinking about that. We had talked about doing some sort of installation in a more professional manner, I guess.
there's nothing professional about our group, but anyways, thank you so much, Maya, from the Naughty.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, and hang on the phone. I want to talk to you while I'm playing this record. So back to the Leo D. Lyon special here.
I'm wild again. Big out again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, am I? I couldn't sleep, and wouldn't sleep. When love came and told me I shouldn't sleep, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, am I? Lost my heart, but what of it? Oh, she's cold, I agree. She can laugh and I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to her and pray for the day I can cling to her, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Have I'm what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, and I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I sing to her, yes, spring to her, and pray for the day I could cling to her, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
That was Leo D. Lyon from an album called Leo's Here, his really only musical album, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, the Rogers Hart tune, and sort of a straight version of that, him on a lot of the vocals and a lot of the sound effects on that track. Before that, we heard an interview with Maya from the Naughty Knitters, a group putting knitting art out on the streets. And we heard, starting us off, was Say It Isn't So, a 1954 78 by Leo D. Lyon. And today we're talking about all things Leo D. Lyon, and we're going to be playing in a few minutes an excerpt from a Top Cat record album. He did two voices on the Top Cat cartoon series, as well as voices for the Flintstones, etc. I want to give you a little bit of a bio about Leo D. Lyon. He's an American voice actor famous for his role as Spookin' Brain in the cartoon Top Cat. Look for Leo on the extras for the Top Cat DVDs. Performed on stage as a pianist, vocal entertainer, was musical director for several artists, such as Sandler and Young. Worked with Al Kooper on Al Kooper's first record. We'll play that in a few minutes. Recorded 45s, 78s, and LPs using multi-tracking and voices as instruments long before Bobby McFerrin, as early as 1951. And recorded an album of Jewish humor in the late 50s in England, which led to a world tour in his classic album, Leo's Here. He was a voiceover actor on The Top Cats, Smurfs, The Incredible Hulk, The Jungle Book, Jack and the Beanstalk, The Flintstones, Soupy Sales, appeared on TV shows such as Bewitched, My Mother the Car, Jack Benny, Phil Silvers, Arrest and Trial, Steve Allen, Cavalcade of Stars, Milton Berle, performed with Bob Hames and Dorothy Loudon in the short-lived DuMont TV network series It's a Business in 1952, worked with Mel Blanc on Mel's Superfun radio series in the 60s, born in 1926, currently retired playing at rest homes and facilities in the Reseda North Hollywood area. He will be here, interviewed on the show, on the Sunday Morning Hangover, here on KWVA Eugene. Let's see. Wanted to tell you a joke. We had Frog Joke of the Week, and this is a real bad one, folks. I assume no responsibility for this Frog Joke of the Week. All right, are you ready? A blonde, you know, it's one of those blonde jokes. A blonde gets an abortion, and she didn't think it was hers. Wasn't that sick? That was extremely sick. Here's another track from Leo D. Lyon.
Chasing footballs with the strawberry blonde and the bandolier. He glides across the floor with the girly adore and the bandolier. Whose brain was so loaded, he nearly exploded. Poor girl would shake with the love. He'd dare leave the girl with the strawberry girl and the
You just can't go on and on and on, understand? You gotta give this number a real jazzy ending. That's what it needs.
Casey Wood Balsam would dance with a straw. Berry Blonde.
that.
Yeah, that.
Now, there were two very wealthy Jewish businessmen sitting in a club. They were sitting talking to each other, smoking a cigar, you know, quietly. He says,
"Oy, may I work so out. All my life I laid down with sweat and blood. I got an idiot for a son. An idiot for a son. Just to prove to you how stupid he is, I'll call him.
Fivel, come here." And he comes over. He says, "Here's a $5 bill. Go buy me a Cadillac." So he says, "You think your son is stupid? Wait a second. Seymour, come over here, darling. Here's a dollar bill. Hop into a taxi cab. Go down to the club and see if I'm there." So the two boys meet outside, and one says to the other one, he says, "I got such a meshuggah father. You know what he did? He gave me a $5 bill, and he said I should go buy a Cadillac. And he didn't even tell me what color I should get." And the other one says, "You think that's dumb?" He says, "My father gave me a dollar to go get a taxi to go down to the club to see if he's there. The joint doesn't he know? For 10 cents, he can make a phone call and he can find out for himself."
One, so many things, and you see so many things, and so many places, with so many things. You bring them all along with you, one for each head. Each head, ladies and gentlemen, as it rises up above the rest of the world, you learn as you travel and you see everything, because traveling is the only way to travel. And when I think of traveling, I can't help but think of Africa. Africa. I cannot say it with my one head. I must say it with all three. There, now I feel much better. It seemed as though all the animals had indigestion at the same time. What do you know? I sprouted another head. What a lovely place, full of excitement and intrigue, with such wonderful cities and metropolises and places of activity such as Naboomspruit and that wonderful city that was named after Strauss, the waltz king, Umtata. Um-ta-ta, 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 Oh, what feelings burst through my veins as I walk in this wonderful, romantic, exciting area. And such beautiful place as Bloemfontein. Not to be mixed with Joan Fontaine. They're not related at all. And Umshlanga. Oh, what a place, Umshlanga. And Bulawayo. Oh, this Bulawayo. Bulawayo, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, was the city that inspired that wonderful tune. Bulawayo. Hey, you come back from the mountaintop. Ah, and Durban, that's what you hear and you read, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's why I'm recording. You see, I have many messages to tell my friends on Mars.
Take us to your leader.
My leader is right here, and he comes from a wonderful town, the town of Springs. Springs, ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful town right near Johannesburg in South Africa. And this town is affectionately called by those that know the town as Boyo. But it is not spring, ladies and gentlemen, it is plural, springs.
Boyo, boyo.
Of course, we knew that all the time. And then there's such wonderful places such as Nigel, Hermelo, Perez, and Krugersdorp. That really wasn't a city, that was a sickness spelled backwards. What a beautiful place. And Vereeniging, ladies and gentlemen, did you ever live until you've seen Vereeniging, ding, 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 ding? Oh, such places. And Lady Smith, which is not to be mixed up with Mr. Smith. At least, not since the operation. And then, one day. Oh, what a memory this is. While walking around in the wilds of Johannesburg, South Africa, I saw a swinging cat come over to me. He was a witch doctor. His face was all beautifully painted with wonderful symmetrical designs, all kinds of ornamental bones and jewels and cloths were about him. He walked over to me, and suddenly, I didn't know what to expect. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and suddenly, he started to sit down at a bunch of bones. He picked up two hammers, and he started to go,
"Busy, busy, busy, get your big fat foot off me! Now, busy, 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 get your big fat foot off me! It may be thrilling you, but it sure is killing me!
Oh, yeah, 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 baby, 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 blue! Yeah, baby blue. And here you go, here you go, here you go, my dear, my dear, my dear, da da."
And all of a sudden, his little boy came out. His little child came out from his little hut. And he looked around, and he got excited. It was contagious. We were all going mad. The beat was just too much for us to control ourselves. And the little boy, he looked up, and he picked up his wonderful little cricket clum. Oh, that beautiful cricket clum, ladies and gentlemen. There was no other cricket clum like it. And he picked it up, and suddenly, I knew it was me. It was me that was due. When all of a sudden he ran over to me and he started to talk to me and he said, which means this is the end.
A real crazy track by Leo D. Lyon from Leo's Here, or Like Leo's Here, the American version of it. Leo in Africa, and that actually was recorded in Johannesburg when Leo was on his world tour following the Jewish Humor album I've been playing excerpts from. Leo in Africa, with a backing from Andy Johnson, Manny Parks, and Arthur Heatley on saxophone. And great stuff. Leo doing most of the voices in there, and mostly totally improv'd, I must say, in the studio. He just knocked that album out really quick. We will be talking to the infamous Leo D. Lyon, also voices on Top Cat and many other shows, about 11 o'clock today on side two of this show, The Sunday Morning Hangover. Now, I had a conversation with Leo on the phone last week, and he said he was going to send me some rare Leo D. Lyon stuff, and I said, yeah, yeah, right. And in the mail right away came a CD. And I'm just blown away because there's a rare Leo D. Lyon track never reissued, never released. Most of this stuff is not reissued or available in any form. But this track is from 1951, and it just blew my mind. Anybody that's a fan of Leo D. Lyon and have heard me playing his stuff on the show will love this. This is sort of, it's all Leo on voices, multi-tracking in 1951. And composed, he said, for his first experiment with multi-tracking. This is an orchestral track called Mirage. I really think you're going to dig it. You'll never hear this anywhere else ever again.
Thank you. America's largest city, important meetings are going on constantly. Over by the East River, the United Nations is meeting to try to settle the problems of the entire world. At City Hall, the mayor and the city council are meeting to solve the city's problems. But meanwhile, over in one of the less fashionable neighborhoods, in one of the less attractive alleys, a top-level meeting has been called by a kooky cat called Top Cat. All right, you guys, let's have a little order around here. We'll start off by calling the roll. Spook, Fancy, Benny, Choo Choo.
Present, Top Cat.
Brain.
Present likewise, DC.
Top Cat, present. Now, all those absent, please raise your right hand. Well, I see we're all here.
What's the special meeting for, Top Cat?
We'll get to that later. But let's follow parliamentary procedure, whatever that is. First, we'll have the notes of the last meeting read by our esteemed secretary and treasurer, Brain.
Well, according to my notes, last meeting was called on account of rain. But since then, we've built this keen clubhouse out of old orange crates, so we can't get rained out no more.
Never mind the details, Brain. All I want is the facts, the facts. How about reading the treasurer's report?
Okay, GC. According to my notes, we sold 6 soda pop bottles and 2 old hubcaps last week and had 28 cents in the treasury.
28 cents? It ain't much, but at least we're in the black.
Well, not exactly, TC. You see, while I was writing up the notes of the last meeting and adding up the treasury report, I got awful tired and thirsty, so I used my expense account and bought myself a pistachio milkshake.
And how much did that cost, Brain?
Exactly 28 cents. So we don't have any more money in treasury.
No money in the treasury. Fellows, this is a catastrophe.
Well, we had 28 cents and spent 28 cents. At least it came out even.
Yeah, we got our financial statement balanced, but we face a long, hard winter without a sou.
Yeah, not only that, we haven't got any money too, TC.
There is a happy sound in my Paris, a sound that's always here for you and me. The little bicycles with bells are ringing and tires singing along. The quiet murmur of the river Seine and the children singing a song. The funny taxi horns that hurt your ear, they only try to say, we're glad you're here. And each Parisian you meet will greet you with, welcome home, mon ami. We are so happy you could be with us in Paris. The little bicycles with bells are ringing and tires singing along. The quiet murmur of the river Seine and the children singing a song. The funny taxi horns that hurt your ear, they only try to say, we're glad you're here. And each Parisian you meet will greet you with, welcome home, mon ami. We are so happy you could be with us in Paris.
A very rare Leo DeLion track, probably the last thing he recorded in the 60s, I'm not sure, from a movie called The Man Called Flintstone. Yes, a Fred Flintstone's movie where Fred sort of like was like a secret agent, and that was called The Happy Sounds of Paris by Leo DeLion. Before that, from Top Cat's album about Robin Hood, and Robin Hood Part 1 with the voices of Leo DeLion playing Spook and Brain on that track, and a rare 1951 track by Leo DeLion called Mirage, where he does all the voices. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover, Reverend Mark time, and hopefully at 11 o'clock, Leo will be calling in to have a little interview with this gentleman who's known a lot of people in Hollywood. We're going to cover a lot of that over the phone. There's a track I'm going to play next that I got some bad reaction to. I had somebody call up calling me a racist over this track. And, in the year 2010 context, yes, it is a little bit racist, and I make no apologies for it. This is a track called Unchained Melody, which Leo DeLion did in the year 1960 on his Leo's Here album. It has to do with, this is a true story, he was in Japan on tour, and he heard a woman on TV sing Unchained Melody, and this is his interpretation of it.
You know, being in show business gives me an opportunity to travel and see many parts of the world, and it's a wonderful experience indeed. A few years ago, I had a tremendous thrill in appearing in Tokyo, and while there, I had a chance to observe Japanese television. One night, while watching a very exciting variety show, a very lovely Japanese young lady came out on the screen and made an announcement of a song that she was going to sing. She was dressed beautifully, her hair was done very beautifully, and she made a very pretty picture. And she introduced the song like this. Well, of course, as soon as I heard this, I knew right away she wasn't going to sing Mother McCree. But there she was, all ready to go, and she was going to give her Americanized version of Unchained Melody.
Oh, my Rob, my darling, I'll offer your touch the Ronina.
Real glass, I need your rub, real cool, man. Gospel.
your arms. Cha-cha-cha.
What could be a funnier picture story than this one here? A cantor, a chazan, was walking down a very lonely street in New York City that had become very shabby. And he was a little worried, a little tense. It was a very bad neighborhood. And all of a sudden, out of the shadows, boom, a guy jumps out. Puts a gun to his stomach, says, "All right, give me your money, give me your watch, your wallet. Don't make a sound. You make one sound, I blow up, I'm going to shoot you right here." So the poor man stands there trembling while this other guy just rips off his watch, his wallet, pulls out everything from his pocket, and he's standing there trembling. He says, "Remember, one sound, and I'll let you have it right here." And the poor guy is just standing trembling. Finally, he disappears and runs around the corner, and he's gone. And the poor cantor leans over, makes sure that he's gone, reaches into his pocket, pulls out a pitch pipe, and he goes, "Give up!" And that very lovely classic. A friend sees, one guy sees his friend walking down the street, and his hands are on, his one hand is on his hip. You know, and he's starting to look a little continental. So he's walking there with his hand on his hip, and he says, "Hi, me, for crying out loud, since when did you get faggish? What happened there? When did you turn into a homosexual? What happened when you're walking with your hand on your hip like this?" So he says, "What are you talking about?" And he looks down, and he sees his hand, and he says, "Oh, yeah, chalera, I dropped my chale."
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. And we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me.
I'm lonesome and disgusted when I think of you, because you really don't exist except in my dreams of blue. I'm disgusted when I'm away from you, and lonesome when you're near me. But the thing that makes me oh so blue is that you're not real, so naturally you can't hear me. I'm disgusted and lonesome all day. I'm lonesome and disgusted all night, because you live only in my dreams, and that is far from right. Oh, girl of my dreams, you are nicer than any. You won't throw me over for some Tom or Dick or Benny.
He's lonesome and disgusted when he thinks of you,
because you really don't exist except in his dreams of blue.
He's disgusted when he's away from you, and lonesome when you're near him.
But the thing that makes him oh so blue
is that you're not real, so naturally you can't hear me. I'm disgusted and lonesome all day. I'm lonesome and disgusted all night, because you live only in my dreams, and that is far from right. Oh,
girl, baby of my dreams, You are nicer than any.
Oh, I say, girl of my dreams, you are nicer than any. You won't throw me over for some Tom or Dick or Benny.
He's lonesome and disgusted
Some Tom or Dick or Bernard? Tom or Dick or Dawa? No, really. I'm so terribly, terribly lonesome.
And he is disgusted.
How disgusted can one be?
Lonesome and Disgusted, which was co-written by Al Capp. I think it's from Little Abner. And that was a Leo D. Lion track that came out in 1956. The B-side of For Me, My Gal. Before that, we heard a little bit of Cheek to Cheek from the first Leo D. Lion album, Leo's Here. And some Jewish comedy. Started out with something from a man called Flintstone. This is the Reverend Mark Times Sunday Morning Hangover. I've got to play this before Leo comes on. It's a track called Sick Manny's Gym, and it was out on a 45 in 1961 with the Muscle Men. The Muscle Men is really Al Cooper, a guy who formed Blood, Sweat, and Tears, a number of other bands. So we've got Sick Manny's Gym by Leo D. Lion and the Muscle Men for you here on The Hangover. Leo D. Lion coming up, interview by phone in the second half of the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Don't enjoy it.
Let's start that again.
I was a 97-pound weakling.
Now I'm strong and trim, 'cause I went to Sick Manny's Gym. I was sitting on a beach where, like, all alone, when a guy yelled at me,
"Hey, you skinny bag of bones!"
Got up and ran away and took a quick little swim. Then I cut out to Sick Manny's Gym. He had me pushing up, tipping up, pressing and a straddle, hurling and a whirling and a bouncing in the saddle. I was sweating, but I stuck to it like scotch tape. And when I came out, man, what a shape!
Wow!
So I went back to the beach just looking for that guy. He was sitting with his girlfriend, so I punched him in the eye. Picked him up and threw him just as far as he could go. And his girl kissed me and said,
"My hero!"
'Cause I was pushing up, sitting up, pressing in a straddle, turning and a whirling and a bouncing in the saddle. Now I came out full of vigor and vim, 'cause I went over to Sick Manny's Gym.
Wow.
Oh boy, oh boy. Oswald, be a deer and pass the dumbbell. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you've got troubles like I once had, your friends will all tease you 'cause you look so bad. Your girl keeps asking you why you're so slim. Take a little walk to Sick Manny's Gym. He'll have you pushing up, sitting up, pressing and a straddle, hurling and a whirling and a bouncing in the saddle. You'll be sweating, but you stick to it like scotch tape. And when you come out, man, what a shape.
Wow!
Oh, thank you, Sick Manny, for what you've done for me. Ooh, I'm so strong. Stand back, girls, and dig my crazy chest expansion. Hey, I think one chick flipped and fainted. I think I'm going to crush 7 grapes. Oh, I'm so...
Leo D. Lion and the Muscle Men from 1961. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA Eugene. And we'll be right back with an interview with Leo D. Lion. I hope he calls in today. If not, I'll call him.